Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A staggering 1 lakh cybercrime cases were registered in India for the first time, as per the latest report by the National Crime Records Bureau, or NCRB, which is a nodal agency under the Ministry of Home Affairs, that is, the MHA. The NCRB released its annual statistical report, Crime in India, which shows that overall cognizable crimes declined by about 6%, but cybercrime cases saw a significant rise of 17.9%, reaching 1,01,928 registered cases. What makes this significant is that this is the first time cybercrime cases have crossed the 1 lakh mark. The NCRB, established in 1986, compiles and publishes crime statistics from all states and union territories, covering cognizable crimes under the Indian Penal Code, or IPC, and special and local laws, as well as cybercrime, suicides, accidental deaths, and prison statistics. The data compiled by the NCRB is the primary reference for policing, judicial, and policy decisions, and the Crime in India report is published annually. Now, let us look at the key findings of the Crime in India report. The overall crime rate has declined, but cybercrime has seen a significant surge. Cyber fraud dominates the cybercrime landscape, with 72.6% of all cybercrime cases being fraud-related. The states with the highest cybercrime rates are Karnataka, Telangana, and Uttar Pradesh. Crucially, there are some key cybercrime trends that have emerged. First, there is digital arrest fraud, which is a new and rapidly growing category of fraud where criminals impersonate law enforcement officers and coerce victims into paying large sums of money. This type of fraud targets senior citizens and affluent individuals and involves high psychological manipulation. Another significant trend is investment scams, also known as pig butcher scams, where fraudsters build online trust with victims over several weeks, often through dating or investment apps, before inducing them to invest in fake cryptocurrency or stock platforms. Once the money is deposited, it is siphoned off by the fraudsters. And here is something that surprises many students. OTP and SIM swap frauds are also on the rise, where fraudsters obtain one-time passwords by impersonating bank officials or telecom operators, enabling unauthorized transactions. It is worth pausing here to note that low digital literacy is a significant concern, with the NCRB noting that only 38% of Indian households have meaningful digital literacy, creating a large pool of vulnerable users. Now, let us turn to the governance and legal framework. The Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam, or BSA, 2023, has replaced the Indian Evidence Act, 1872, and significantly updated digital evidence standards. The BSA makes electronic records admissible as primary evidence, removes the secondary evidence classification for digital records, and defines electronic signature, expanding its admissibility. The Digital Personal Data Protection, or DPDP, Act, 2023, has also been enacted, which creates data fiduciary obligations for processing Indian citizens' personal data and establishes the Data Protection Board of India. The Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Center, or I4C, which operates under the MHA, coordinates national cybercrime response and operates the National Cybercrime Reporting Portal, which can be accessed at cybercrime.gov.in. The I4C also has a helpline, 1930, for citizen financial cyber fraud reporting. Now, let us look at the issue of senior citizen vulnerability. Crimes against senior citizens have risen by 16.9%, which is alarmingly high, especially when compared to the overall decline in crime. The key categories of crime against senior citizens include financial fraud, property crime, digital arrest frauds, and emotional and physical abuse. Remember this number, India's elderly population, that is, people above 60 years of age, is projected to reach 340 million by 2050, according to UN projections, making elder care and elder crime prevention a critical governance challenge. Now, let us turn to the UPSC relevance of this topic. This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers internal security and specifically cybersecurity governance in India, law enforcement capacity building, and the role of the I4C and the NCRP. It is also relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers polity and governance, and specifically the role of the NCRB, the quality of its data, and the changes to digital evidence under the BSA 2023. And it is relevant to GS Paper 1, which covers society, and specifically elder vulnerability and crime, as well as the social dimensions of cybercrime. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? You should be prepared to critically assess India's cybercrime governance architecture and suggest reforms to make it more effective. You should also be able to examine the relationship between rapid digital inclusion and cybercrime and evaluate the adequacy of the BSA 2023 in addressing digital evidence challenges. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The total number of cognizable crimes in India is 58,85,000, which is a decline of about 6% from the previous year. The number of cybercrime cases is 1,01,928, which is a rise of 17.9%. Cyber fraud accounts for 72.6% of all cybercrime cases. The crime rate in India is 418.9 per lakh population, which is the lowest since 2019. The number of suicides in India is 1,70,746, and the number of drug overdose deaths has risen by 50%. Crimes against senior citizens have risen by 16.9%. The states with the highest cybercrime rates are Karnataka, Telangana, and Uttar Pradesh. The I4C helpline number is 1930, and the National Cybercrime Reporting Portal can be accessed at cybercrime.gov.in. Only 38% of Indian households have meaningful digital literacy, according to the NCRB. In conclusion, the rise in cybercrime cases in India is a significant concern, and it is essential to address the issue of low digital literacy and strengthen the governance and legal framework to combat cybercrime. The NCRB's report highlights the need for a comprehensive approach to cybersecurity, and it is crucial for India to develop a robust cybercrime governance architecture to protect its citizens and ensure a safe and secure digital ecosystem.